Bubba Hawbaker is a photojournalist for WISC TV News.
My old
3,
station.
Now here in Madison, and the producer of a Saturday morning segment, Morning Notes, a segment covering local music in Dane County. Here in the studio to tell us what it's like as a TV news photojournalist and his passion for covering local music is Bubba Hawbaker. Bubba, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Bubba?
Thanks. Yay! So great to be here. This is awesome. I didn't know you guys do this every Saturday. I gotta, start tuning in every Saturday because local music is my passion for sure.
Every Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight, we're here. That's right.
I already invited him to come back.
Oh,
I said we could share info.
You're supposed to wait to see how things go first before you invite him back.
I knew he was going to be great.
I'm a little nervous now.
No worries. Okay, so you are off to the Barrymore. Tell us why you're going there.
Happening? My friend Jeff Blakehorse, he plays in the Madison Mystery Tour. It's a local Madison or a local Beatles cover band. They're playing the Barrymore. They were doing the 50th anniversary of every album, and they ran out of albums. So so they did the Red Album last year, and this year is the Blue Album. They're going to play the Blue Album in its entirety. So I'm excited to see
all
that
the hits.
Wow.
I think, I'm trying to verify, I think Adem Tesfaye is there tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not finding it on...
I think he was at High Noon, wasn't he? I don't think he's at Barrymore, but okay.
I'm not sure.
Carry on. Okay, so, yes, as I know, you are one of the kind of behind-the-camera guys. You're also a producer. You do... I'm just going to say, you guys do all the work. That's what I've always said.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, don't realize the camera guys, they go out and shoot the news. They, go out and do the interviews as well. I've done, go out and shoot a story and then bring it back and edit it. And the producer helps write it. And it's a lot of people behind the scenes besides the anchors.
Well, and we always say, it's so glamorous. It's kind of not sometimes. But give us a little backstory about you and then, why you decided to go the news route. But now here you are really passionate about music and being able to show that off.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed music. I've never played, but I always enjoyed, just going to shows and covering local music. I'm from Chicago originally, but came up here to Edgewood College and, always seeing live music because there's something about it. And meeting the people, meeting the local musicians, just bringing that Madison scene and publicizing it and showing it off, there's so many great bands that I've covered. I've been doing this segment that I do in the mornings, on Saturday mornings, not every month, but I try to do it as often as I can where I, just go out and film a local band and then interview them and make a little segment out of it.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's great just to show off this Madison music scene. It's I'm so,
We always say we feel so fortunate, You turn around and there's incredible musicians, no matter which way you turn, so we're lucky.
From our experience, too, when we have bands come in for interview or to play live in the Lair, this is great for them as an artist to showcase their wares and their music and their art. So, just like us, when they come in on the radio, when they get you to come in and put them on TV, they have to be ecstatic about that.
Oh, it's great. It's great just to show them off and show them music that Madison has. Mm-hmm. I've been here since 96, went to Edgewood College and live on the east side. And so I've got two kids and it's just love Madison.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how your careers have come together too. It's very cool.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Now tell us about the glamour. So you've been with WISC for 10 years now, and you've been a director, a master control operator, even worked the morning show, getting up at 2:30 in the morning. But now you're a photojournalist. Tell us about working in TV news. Like, what's that like?
TV news is it's hard because it goes on all the time. There's always something going on. You're always trying to be out, and there's no off days. People are working all the time. Like I said, I worked the morning show for 6 years and it's getting up at 2:30 in the morning and directing a 4:30 a.m. newscast, we go start at 4:30 and we're on, till 7 and then there's a noon show and a 4 and a 6 and a 5 and, all the different newscasts that you got to fill up. And, I love bringing what I see and bring it to people to, you know, for everyone to see, you know, what I see through the lens, and just bring it for people to see on TV. Bringing that local flair, that local, you know, all the local stories that everyone loves, you know, and telling the good stories, not just the fires and the crime and stuff, but the music and the culture of Madison. It's not that glamorous, like I say, because, you know, there's just a lot of little things that bring it all together, a lot of people to bring it all together.
What brought you from being like a director and you know, master control operator to, you know, photojournalist?
Yeah, I just love being more creative, being able to put a story together. Like you said, the morning notes thing is I produce that. I book the band, go out, you know, and film them, and putting it all together is a much more creative process than, you know, all the jobs are important. Master control, you know, director. There's so many things that put the news on, but I really enjoy telling the story, being the storyteller, and being the journalist.
And you have to get, you know, kind of up close and personal when you do those interviews and get to know people. How do you feel about that? Especially since you did come really not a traditional way to get to being a photojournalist and then doing these interviews.
Definitely. Yeah. It's interesting. It was a roundabout, yeah, kind of way to become, you know, all of a sudden interviewing the governor and going to, you know, Lambeau and covering football. And you know, back in the day at Edgewood, we had a cable access show that we did. Yeah. And so that gave me some experience on video and just always been behind the camera and shooting weddings and bands and, you know, just putting on a show, putting something together, you know, has always been something I've done and love doing.
Do you feel like you've found your place?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. I love just meeting the local musicians and want to plug my morning notes at WICTV.com. If people have local anything, a band that they, you know, or a music video that they can send in a link to, and I can consider it for a future segment.
That's awesome. That's great. That link too.
For sure. Being a photojournalist is kind of cool too, because everybody's different how they present their piece, but most of the time you're letting the subject tell the story through the camera.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what we call a nat pack, or, you know, letting the subject tell, you know, speak instead of having a voiceover or a reporter track. Yeah. A lot of reporters put together things and they have a lot easier job to bridge something together, or, you know, they can just, you know, talk over it.
Right.
And a lot of times I just have the bands explain, you know, what they say their music are, you know, how they describe their music.
That's awesome.
Or how they got started in music, and let them tell their stories.
Those are my favorite stories.
Thanks.
Yeah. Really good. Wow.
Well, now I know that Terry Barr, she's met Brett Favre in her journeys. Name somebody besides the governor that you're like, wow, that guy met. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who's
your Jimmy K.
Yeah, Jimmy K.
Rocker. I met Rocker. That's the story.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, promoting the matinee series. You know, I really think that was cool.
We're going to share that as well.
Yes.
We'll grab that link and share that on our socials.
Yeah. Right when I started, Bernie Sanders, and Lou Ferrigno came in the studio. Very, very strong grip on Lou Ferrigno.
I have met Lou as well. Oh my goodness. Yeah, very strong. Almost a little like intimidating.
He's a
big guy too.
Yeah. But then at the Joey song too, you know, Butch Vig. I mean, he's a legend, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to meet him and he was nicest such a down-to-earth guy. Yeah.
Did Charlie Barron stop by? Did you say hi to his parents for him? Did he say hi to your parents?
Well, actually, he looked into my camera and he asked me, is this live? And he said, blank the Bears.
Oh, you can fill in.
Beautiful. Hey, watch out for deer.
Yes, watch out for deer.
He's a nice guy, too. Yeah, he's funny.
Bubba, tell us one more time how we can check out the show on Channel 3.
Yeah, so Channel 3 on Morning Notes is a segment on Saturday mornings. WIC Channel 3000 is our website, and you can go on YouTube and you can Google or YouTube Morning Notes Channel 3000 for all of my old stories that I've done. Check out all the old bands that I've covered.
Thank you again for doing this.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
This is awesome.
In.
Wasn't Edem Tesfaye, I misspoke. It was Sean Michael Dargan. He's there. Yes.
He is one of the main members of the band.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like the music director for that, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Yes. He rocks.
All right.
Have fun.
Rocker told me that you love this band, Disc.
Disc is great.
Awesome. Here's their song right now, Cujo Kitties on Max Rock Inc. Radio.
Just for you.
Thanks, guys.